In 2011, the typical bad news, good news situation for federal employees. The bad news is that our funding in government is still going to be uncertain. We have a continuing resolution through March 4, which basically, for the most part, with a few exceptions, funds agencies at the 2010 levels, which means you're actually taking a bit of a cut. So the bad news is it's going to be more difficult to plan and to manage. The federal pay freeze appears to be a done deal. So belt tightening is going to be the operating mode through much of calendar year 2011. The good news, Tom, it could be worse. So far, we don't have a government shutdown, which there had been some discussion of that in the last few weeks. There's not a hiring freeze. There's been discussion of that. One might assume that the pay freeze for 2011 might actually help blunt calls for even more drastic measures. Not that those are off the table yet, but it could be a bit of a we've already given approach. The pay raise in the good news vein, still, I think, the pay raise for 2011 was going to be a fairly modest one, and inflation remains low in the country, so there'll still be pain. You're still going to pay more for your health benefits and so on, but the pain is not going to be as severe as it might have been. And right now, we're not seeing any major budget cutbacks. So good news, bad news. And I think we're going to see other stuff coming up on the jobs front, for example.
Well, let's take a look at that good news, bad news a little bit closer, particularly for federal managers throughout those agencies. I mean, you got to have a plan B. And is it possible to put together a plan B when the budget is either frozen or uncertain, but you still have work to do? You still have mandates you have to meet.
That's right, Amy. And this is one of the challenges of being a federal manager. I often say, quite sincerely, that being a manager in the federal government is one of the toughest jobs around because you're not in control of the entire situation. No matter how great a job you and your organization are doing, you're still subject to the whims of Congress and the appropriation process and other external factors. But here's what I think we're going to see for those federal managers who have to get the job done. First of all, jobs are still going to be filled. I mean, even the worst-case scenario, if Congress adopted the recommendations of the Budget Reduction Commission, they were talking about filling two jobs for every three vacancies. And I think, frankly, I would be surprised if that kind of a scenario comes about. But that still means you've got jobs that you will be able to fill. We had, in the first three quarters of this fiscal year, over 65,000 people who left government. Most of those jobs, if they're not already filled, will be filled, and we're not going to see, in my view, this is crystal ball projections, we're not going to see an exodus. People aren't going to leave their jobs because they didn't get a 1.6% pay increase. Most federal employees are very dedicated. So the unfortunate thing is, as a manager, you're going to have to figure out, well, what can I delay? And, we saw Securities and Exchange Commission, for example, already is cutting way back on travel, and they're going to delay hiring until the budget situation gets clear. But I think any experienced federal manager, you're kind of used to working in that mode.
And John, what do you think about the possibility of training budgets? Because that always seems to be something that gets the hatchet when times are tight like this.
Yeah, absolutely right, Tom. And I fear that we're going to see training budgets cut back. And what that means is you're not going to be investing in your people as much as they should be invested in. Now, some of the training, I mean, law enforcement training, it's mandatory. That will still go on. But a lot of the management leadership training, the job skills training, especially if there's travel involved in that regard, we're going to see cutbacks there. I think that will be a very unfortunate result. And then we're going to see if the budgets finally get approved and if there's any increase at all, then you'll see a lot of rush to try to make up for delayed investments. But yeah, training is not going to be plentiful in 2011.
We're speaking with John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service.
Put this in historical perspective for us. This can't possibly be the first time the federal government and various agencies have had to face a year like this one.
Excellent point, Amy. And you're absolutely right. If you take the long view, and I've been around a long time, this too shall pass. I recall Ronald Reagan came into office in 1981. His day of inauguration, he issued a government-wide hiring freeze. His inaugural address that year had the line about government's not the solution to our problems, the government is the problem. 2 years later, Amy, there were more federal employees on the payroll in the Reagan administration than when he came in. And the reason for that is they realized that, you know, most of the work of government is necessary. Most government employees are vital employees, and we have to have them, and we have to have the work of government get done. One other quick tidbit on the good news part, there's a new survey out by Aon Hewitt of 500 major employers. Three-fourths of them say that this year that we're ending up with, they expect to meet or exceed business goals. Only 11% say they're going to consider pay freezes in 2011. Most are giving modest pay increases. Now, private industry is kind of a leading indicator for government. When things start getting better there, they start easing up a bit for government a year or so later. So I think we've got some positive indicators. I would not go into this holiday season depressed, but rather resigned to some belt tightening, but I think brighter days to come.